Everybody's ready. I believe we're on the record. Today is Monday, December 16, 2024, 10 a.m. We're in regular session of the Upshur County Commissioners Court. All members of the court are present, so we're going to declare that we do have a quorum. We're going to start with item one. We're going to have a prayer offered by Gene Dolly, and then following the prayer will be led in the pledges by Dustin Nichols and Mr. Dolly.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful this morning for this day and for all the good things you've done to us and the blessings of this season. We want to first of all thank you for your gift to us, Jesus Christ. And we are celebrating this, O God, as your gift to us on whatever day you came. But we're thankful and we're blessed, and we want to say thank you for that gift that we have the chance to have eternal life through Jesus Christ. Father, we come to you this morning for guidance, for help, for strength, that we will do what is right for the citizens of Upshur County, as if we have been elected by the people and entrusted to take care of them in an honest, fair way, that they will benefit and be taken care of. Lead us in this and guide us and help us to do the things that are right and help us to see the things that we need not to do. That is just as important as the things that we need to do. Father, we always want you to protect our first responders, our military, our law enforcement, all of those that protect us 24/7 and put their lives on the line for us. We're thankful for that, and we ask for your guidance and your blessings and your protection for them. Now, well, Lord God, as we come to this day, we pray for your guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas. One state, under God, one and indivisible.
Okay. Anybody signed up to comment?
No.
Nope. Number three, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county taxes summaries, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, appointment of the Upshur County auditor, certification and order for appointment of additional assistant county auditor, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
I make a motion that we approve item 3A through F.
Motion and a second that we approve items 3A through F. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. I always carry on here about updates. The Round Club Courthouse grant renovation, and in connection with any relocation problems that we may run into from time to time, we have needed. I do want to announce, you know, that pretty cascading stuff under the windows they're cleaning up, and I don't see Gene Krupp Center here. But anyway, I asked the man that stuff they're taking off. Two windows they have to totally replace, and I asked him to stack that out of the way somewhere, and so we're cutting that up in little bitty pieces, and maybe we can pass those out if we have an open house or give them out for raffles. They'd be great mementos, because people around here like that kind of stuff. I mean, we have a brick from the Phil probably does too, from the Ford, the hospital, the Ragland Ford Clinic. You remember they had those bricks? So that stuff is pretty. It's from the 30s. The only thing I wanted to add is I told them not to get rid of it. And Gene's been cutting it up into little slices so you could, like, set it on a mantle or something. But Let's all be real careful. I've been real going out of my way careful. Nobody can go take things from that demolition without asking us. And we, that goes for us too. Right. So it's over there at the rock building. So keep your eyes open, you know, think about, to me, that's one of the neatest artifacts that's going to be left over. So, that building's going to be so pretty. All right. Enough of my jabbing. Anybody else got anything to add?
I guess it's somewhat comparable to like when they tear down an old school building where you went, you'd get one of the bricks or something similar to that.
Yeah. If you can do that, we just all have to decide what we're going to do. I think the school board told everybody they had a vote. Everybody could go vote for brick. We think it's going to haul that off. But this stuff here is craftsmanship from the 30s. And so
windows.
Well, it's not the windows, it's that cascading decoration that comes down. It's like white plaster cement sort of mix. And it's real pretty. And that's going to be on the inside of the courtroom too, massive.
So what you did was you totally replaced the cascading decoration on two windows.
Well, we talked about that a month ago. Yeah. Two of them were going to have to be, the rest was restorable. But I just didn't want them to throw that stuff away. It's the only thing I wanted to say that I had on item four. Okay, item five. Here is Julie York concerning the Extension Department activities and successes for 2024 and to advise of the 2025 County Blood Drive schedule. Discuss and take action to approve scheduling the Carter Blood Care Blood Drive to be held in Upshur County on January 9, February 22, June 12, and September 11. So, Ms. York, tell us what's going on.
Thank you for hearing me. Welcome back to Texas. Welcome home.
Yes, thank you.
We had a low number, I think, for blood drives because I've had people in my life that have needed blood, and so it's really important to me that I do these blood drives in our committee. But across the country, people have just not been donating as much. So when they say they're in a critical shortage, you don't really want to be in surgery and then say we don't have blood for you because somebody didn't donate. But that happens. So this last year, we only had 27 donations, but that saved 81 lives because each pint of blood saves three lives. So we did save 81 lives last year, and that's a good thing. I just really, I have a goal for 15 to 20 every time and have not met. We had 15 or 16 come the last one, but not all of them were approved to donate. So, and I'm not always approved to donate because of my blood pressure or iron or whatever. So there's a reason to say, you know, got to check your iron and your blood pressure. But I just, if you see them being promoted, the site where we have it, because we can't do it on the square, we moved it over to the drive-through where the county's parked right there by the old bank building. And we put down 101 East Cass because that's the address for that blue building. And it's been a really good site. They've had a couple of walk-ins because the people see it from the stoplight over there for coming from the south. So that's a good location. I love having it on the square just for the visibility and having a community blood drive on the square, but obviously that's not an option. But that is a really good location. So I think, Dustin, you suggested that. Good job. The other thing, I gave each of you I call it my bathroom reading, my annual report. Todd, yours is next to your gavel. It's just what I did in the last year. I have the Master of Memory program. I have a Matter of Balance program. Those are both series of programs that lessons. One of them is 8 lessons, and the other one is 6 lessons. We have our health fair every year. Last year we had like 40-something vendors, and inside and outside. So if you have a chance, the last Saturday of February, to come, because I'd really love to let you see what we have as resources in our county that I didn't even know we had. and some of the people that come, I'm like, oh, you're here in our county. Okay, that's awesome. So it's been growing, and last year we had the child safety checkup, the car seat checkup, and that was really good too. And then our 4-H program has grown. Also, the agent position has been internally posted for if you are an A&M employee, they can apply for the job. So that's already posted. That's amazing. Trust me. And everybody kind of knows what the ag agent does. But I, for a class I had, I don't remember when, I found this in my files. And it's just, it's like this part and this part. It's my philosophy statement as an FCS educator. And I wanted to just read it really fast to close out what I was presenting here. So you kind of understand what I do in my job and why I do what I do. But it's really not very long. It says, I believe in the essence of humanity. I believe that every human has the right to not only have their basic human needs met, but also that each person should be given the opportunity to realize their worth and be supported and guided to reach their full potential. I am a family and consumer sciences educator. As such, I am connected to a worldwide network of professionals who have the same core beliefs, and even though our cultures may be different in how, when, and where we present our content, we all strive to make the world a better place. To do so, we start with the individual's well-being, then move on to growing strong families, and further on to support capacity building in their broader community. All this to ultimately create a sense of global interdependence. As a county extension agent who is hopefully seen as a rural community leader, I am a community educator, teaching invaluable life course development skills to those from 3 to 93 years of age, as well as their teachers and caregivers. By providing the opportunity for individual growth and leadership development of both youth and adults, I positively promote the future of a sustainable community in both natural and human resources. As an FCS professional, it is thrilling to witness a sense of relief wash over someone as I connect them with needed resources, or when those I teach connect new knowledge with past experiences, thereby learning new ways to increase their quality of life. It also brings me great satisfaction to be involved in maintaining a self-sufficient, thriving community by serving on event committees which bring people together in traditional celebrations, creating an educated, vibrant community and a rich history of memories, binds friends and families, and creates a unique cultural identity. In essence, my goal as an FCS professional is to help others create a better life for themselves and their families and support community, natural, and human sustainability. The end. I got an A. No.
Hey, hold on just a minute. So, the average life expectancy around here is 75.2 years.
So say the people I got the information from.
That's sad. It's sort of like once you roll off all the toilet paper, that's it.
And then
the memory care, tell me about that.
The memory lessons that I teach cover food, nutrition that can affect your memory, your brain functioning, exercising, drinking water, journaling, different activities. I tell them, you know, if you have, if you like to do certain things on your phone, or like if you like to do crosswords, change it up sometimes. Make your brain work. You know, you have things to do. My mom's 97. She still does Sudoku or however you say that word. She still does extra things to keep her brain going and active, and it's up to you as a person to be, to communicate your needs with others and to make your life viable and make sure that you're independent as long as you can be.
You said that was those 5-6 1-hour courses.
Yeah, I actually, with that one, after I did the first one of 1 hour, 6 1-hour lessons, the senior citizens here, they were like, no, combine some of that. So I do 3 1.5-hour lessons, which is 4.5 hours out of the 6, and we I get some of their paperwork before, like when they register, I get their pre, you know, so, and some of the things that I do, I have them do homework. So we get all the content in, it just doesn't take a full 1 hour of, you know, six times of 1 hour lessons. So I did change that to meet the needs of my clients. So, because they're also driving, you know, into town, back home.
Where are we having another baked potato deal?
Well, we have the chili lunch for TEA is the last Wednesday of January.
I'm talking about just your office. Remember, you had baked potatoes?
Did we have baked? When did we have baked potatoes?
We had a club there. We cooked them over there. You had all the stuff.
We had a meeting.
We had a class.
Oh, well, we've had meetings, and I do potatoes sometimes.
Yeah, I'll donate for that to get ready, and then I'll come. So, the sour cream and salt and butter, is that good for my memory?
On the blood drive, can you make sure that the bus parks closer towards 271 on that lot so we don't block?
On that sign?
Well, it don't matter, but like I said, that way we don't block the county clerk's entrance
to
the record building.
Yeah, and at first they were, and then it depends on the bus driver and where they call.
No, the first year was fine. Last year they parked kind of against the door, so let's just move it down just a tad. Moving down just a tad bit in the parking lot, which they can still access.
Is that in that old drive-through?
Yeah, they're using the main parking lot
of
it, but last year they parked.
They parked right up against our building, and we had someone coming to pick up some books, and they couldn't get in. I thought they were going to have to move the bus.
Just let them straddle the middle of it, whatever the sheriff wants.
I'll tell them to turn that way.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. Just
first year they did. First year was amazing.
It was.
First year wasn't no issue at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know what they're thinking. They back up to the building and think, okay, there'll be more parking getting out of there, but just make sure we have that door accessible, please.
Julie and the lady from Carter Blood Care, whose name is Donna Russell, she's their field recruiter. They're good about notifying me about these. I regularly have stories in the paper, maybe you've noticed it, about upcoming blood drives in the county, and the two of them are helpful to me on that. And it said, this last thing said that they could talk like they could particularly use O negative blood donors because that's the universal blood type. You don't know what blood type somebody's got, and they need an emergency blood transfusion.
I think right now they'll take anything, they're not being...
Really? Well, yeah.
My blood gets to go to babies, so whatever I have in my blood.
Yeah, they will take anything, you're right, but O negative, they stress that a little bit because you can give that to anybody. And I also want, since Julie is up, I also want to give her a little plug here, and she did not ask me to do that. Since we are down one agent in the office temporarily, she had me do a story, and you may have seen it, that was in the paper recently about if you have agriculture-related questions, since Tina was the ag agent and Julie is not, that she gave a list of other counties and their ag agents that people could call with agriculture questions. And I was pleased to be able to run that for her. So she works well with me, and I want you to know, we go watch the paper. We do give advance notice of these blood drives a lot of the time.
I just did that because, I mean, I still had people walk by it and walk in, and they go, yeah, I saw a sign out there. I'm just going to come ask you anyway. I don't know anything about soil testing. I mean, I know some.
But I worked at the Gilbert Mirror. We'd have sign on the door the day the paper came out, said papers are not here. God knows how many people would walk in and say, papers here yet?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Orton.
No problem.
Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you very much.
Okay, number six, discuss and take action to appoint members to the Upshur County Historical Commission Board. Mr. Jarrett?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all going to vote on the scheduling of the blood drive?
No, it's just, it's
not. Do we need a vote? That's a good question, Jay. Do we need to vote to approve these dates?
That's not a county. The county's not hosting it. She's hosting it.
And it's on the parking lot, so I wasn't.
Take a motion.
Might as well make a notion to
approve those dates. Second.
Okay. Good job.
Kristen and I weren't sure if it just needed to be like, this is what it is, or.
Better be covered than not.
Okay. The motion and a second that we approve the budget of the Carter Blood Drives as stated in item number 5. And the sheriff was here, he heard everything we talked about and where the bus will be. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Julie, what's full name of the committee?
She's gone.
Okay.
Okay.
You had your chance, but you talked about other things. She moved on.
Number 6, discuss and take action to appoint members to the Upshur County Historical Commission Board. Ms. Stewart.
Okay, all right. Thank you again for having me out here. We've come to that time again where we nominate new people to the board. We still have some old people, which is myself as your chair and Mr. Turner as the cemetery chair. The new nominees that I sent in to you, Ruel Felipe, Joyce Fountain, Lori Heppenstill, Gordon Jewett, Andrea Smith, and Rachel Stewart. All of these names assist with the museum board as well as the historical commission. Those guys too that were dropped off was Hank from last year, so thank him for helping us out during the last time. And Patsy Williams, who I heard was over at Wesley House. She's an alumna.
She died recently.
Yeah.
Say again?
She's passed.
She died just recently.
Okay, so you didn't know that. I've been calling and calling and no response, and Lavelle Crowe had informed me she was at the Wesley House. So those, you know.
Well, Ms. Jewett, this list that you formed, if we vote to approve this list, does that cover what?
Yes, so there's some old members and there's new members on this list.
Yes.
So this. You want this for the new members, or do you want it for the?
Well, we have to approve the whole list again. It's that time every odd year.
Okay.
Coming up.
Okay.
So unless you have any recommendations for the board, those are the names that I talked with. Still, like I say, the museum board and the historical commission work together. And some of those names, like Lori and Ruel, who was on the museum board, moved over to the historical commission. Joyce Fountain and the other ones were there last.
I think you and Mr. Turner have been doing a great job on this. So if y'all recommend it, they gotta be good people. You've been working with them.
They're not here because they work behind the scene. And they do a great job.
That's not a problem. Your recommendation sounds good to me. Y'all do a good job. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
How long is the appointment? 4 years, 2 years?
I believe it's 2 years.
2 years.
Make a motion to approve stated.
And they're gonna be back for 2027. Every odd year, we have to do this.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the list as provided to the court.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the following persons for appointment or reappointment and or reaffirmation to the Upshur County Historical Commission. Gwen Jewett as the chair. Gwen Jewett as the marker chair. Eddie Turner is the cemetery chair, and the following board members, Joyce Fountain, Henry Jenkins, Gordon Jewett, Andreana Smith, Rachel Stewart, and Patsy Williams.
That was last year's.
Ma'am?
Last year's. You're reading last year's.
The next list.
Okay.
The next list, he said.
Exception of Patsy.
Is there more people? Is it on the second? I can't hear, I'm sorry. Y'all all had to put up with me.
I sent you two lists.
You gave me two lists, okay.
Yes.
Let me continue on.
I sent you the previous members, and then I sent you the current.
That's the one I just read. Ruel Felipe.
There you go.
There you go.
Lori Heppenstill. Joyce Fountain, Gordon Jewett, Andreana Smith, and Rachel Stewart. Is that right?
That's it.
Sorry, okay.
Okay.
Along with Gwen and Eddie.
Along along with us too, yes. And I'll go ahead and submit that to Austin. They always want me to put that in some sort of database.
Put it in the code.
Thank you so much for what y'all do. You too, Ms. Turner.
Thank you.
Number seven, discuss and take action to accept the donation of 4 storage cabinets, a sink and faucet, and a countertop producing dispatch and producing the adjoining restroom from a current dispatch employee.
That's pretty much it. One of our dispatchers volunteered to give them some storage in the bathroom, and then with a countertop that she's got, the inmates can put that together. And then we'll be replacing a small sink that exists back there with a double sink so they can wash dishes and stuff, because they fix their meals and everything, but they can't leave on their own shift. All that stuff would be permanently affixed, so we wanted to go through the correct procedures, because it'll be something once it's in place, you can't take it back. So that's why we're going to go do this.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the donation of storage cabinets, sink and faucet, and the countertop to use in dispatch and the adjoining restroom in the jail. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 8, here from Ms. Cynthia King concerning the addition of murals on 2 walls in the family place at the library.
Yes, sir. It has been 8 years since we developed the family place, and that's the glass enclosed area in the library. It's an early literacy center from birth to 4 years old. And like I said, it's been 8 years since we developed the area, and we're wanting to do some revamping of it. On the north wall that faces north, it's where the restrooms are at, we want to put a mural there. And then the wall that's facing the east, we want to put some encouraging words and things up there. And we want, within the next year, we want to redo the carpet. And we've already got new toys and stuff to put in there. But we want to do this first before we do this.
All right, so that invoice is a little confusing, Ms. King.
Oh, I know.
I tried to dumb it down. It's like $1,200, $600 credit, $300 deposit. So have
yeah,
you
it's
paid?
Yeah, it's going to be $600.
Okay, have you paid anything?
No, he thought the friends were going to pay for it.
Okay.
And so that's the way he did it.
Okay.
So it's going to be $600 for the one big mural, and then it's going to be $150 for the blue wall, or the, it's like a purplish color wall.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll invoice us once he actually does that.
So it's $750 what you need.
No, it's coming out of my budget. It's not coming from the commissioner's court. I just need your approval to do it.
But we'll approve it $600 or $150? Because you said it was $600.
Well, it'll eventually be $750.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay. I'll get all my apples together.
Okay.
$750 is what the total
for the murals
project's
yes.
going to be on that.
Yes.
Okay.
And you are taking this all out of your contracted services, right?
Yes, sir.
And the future work you're going to have done, you're looking at taking it out of the same thing, the contracted services. You're talking about
yeah,
the carpet.
The carpet, I have a miscellaneous fund, and that will probably come from there.
So, but every year you transfer money out of contracted services or books. We don't always.
Well, it just depends on what I get done.
Okay.
I don't always use my contract services
yes,
for contract stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll probably use it up this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
This guy's going to draw and paint these?
Yes, sir.
But he's being real fair with y'all.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
he,
I have to say.
He's been an artist for about 30 years, and he's from the Michigan area, and he did stuff there, and he's moved here, and he utilizes the library a lot, and I just talked with him, and so he's given us a really good deal on what he's doing.
He actually projects the image on the wall. They actually project the image on the wall and then paint it, and he is giving you a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Because he's saying 5 to 7 business days. So it's working out to be less than $15 an hour, probably.
Yeah.
And he provides the supplies, or you provide?
Yes, that's in the price. Yeah, he traces it all out, and then he paints it, and then outlines it, then he puts a clear coat on it.
Yes, sir.
Does he do it during library hours?
No, he's not. He's going to come in on Mondays when we're closed.
Good.
And put up his little
sheets.
Strict appling and.
Motion to approve the two murals.
Motion and a second, we approve the two murals. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
I think you said one of them was gonna be quotes, right, Cynthia?
No.
Yes.
Quotes. Oh, yeah.
And what were the other?
Not more quotes, I love it.
Yeah.
You already had the quotes.
Yeah, what will the other be?
You have to.
Oh, wait, can you?
You want these?
Yeah, all right. I just wondered what the picture was gonna be of on the other.
That's both of them.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And this was yours too, from Ms. York, if you don't have the one.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Number nine, take a motion.
I'll make it.
Motion and a second, because we adjourned, those in